Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, they just go along with the flow. And you know,
And I want to say this, and I got to say it, because it's part of healing. Part of healing is the truth. Once you know the truth will set you free. That's R. Kelly in jail. His lawyers done stole his catalog. R. Kelly's not an educated man, but he's gifted the same. And that record we just heard, I Could Fly, he wrote that. Uh-huh. I had a chance to meet R. Kelly. But I want to say to you, even Bill Cosby, and he had a show that was molding black men and women to be doctors and lawyers. They had to get him off the air. So they lied and got him off the air, gave him some time. He's 80 years old. What can he do? 80 years old. See what I'm talking about? And the killing part, this is the part that hurt me, that he gave money. Let me say it again. He gave money to all the black colleges, every one of them. They was getting grant from the government, but he gave them some money. And they gave him an honorary doctorate degree. Did you know they took it, the honorary doctorate degree back from him? But they didn't give him his money back. It's going to show you that these colleges is hooked up to the system. They're not educating black history. They're not talking about black history. They're talking about European history. And the only way us to be free, we've got to know the truth. And the only way us to be healed, we've got to know the truth. Trump wasn't going to heal us. Biden really ain't going to heal us until you man up, you woman up, and let the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You know, I said a month ago, we got to pray. Bill Cosby out of jail. We want to pray. And we pray, and they're going to come out of jail because they indiscriminate in jail. That was a man in jail for 40 years for a murder he didn't admit because they lied. The state's attorney lied. The chief of police let all of them lie. This man spent 40 years in prison, state bill. But I, you know, you got to talk about this to get healed. I'm not worried about no Me Too movement. I'm not worried about Black Lives Matter. Black Power Matter. When you got power, you can set up your own business, your own bank. And we've been tricked and fooled. We've been lied to. 40 acres and a mule, that was a lie. Killing people down in Tulsa, that was a lie. Killing people down in Natchez, Mississippi was a lie. They covered it up. But Grandma used to say that the truth gonna come out one way or the other. And tonight we're standing on truth. Only way you can be healed, you got to know that you got a problem. And you got to pray for that problem you got. If it's high blood, sugar, cataracts, tumor, drug addict, alcoholic, you have to pray for those things to be healed. And you can't sit down, think it's going to come, or I'm all right. Stop lying and say, no, I got a problem. My problem come from slavery. We hate each other. We fight each other. We love everybody but us. I've seen a young lady, she said, I'm Italian. She blacked my shoes. I've seen another lady, she blacked my shoes. She said, she's a Mexican. I've seen another, she said, she's a Jew. We run from ourselves. Black man, look in the mirror. Black woman, look in the mirror. God made you perfect. God made you to be the queen and the king. But until you accept it, you're going to stay down and out. You're going to stay fighting each other. It's killing out. I was today, and I was in meditation, and it said, well, this is what all the killing. Black men got to step up. Not black boys, black men. They had something called the Minute Men. At a minute, we got to have black men to catch these young boys and put them in their place. They spank them and put them in their place. That's why some of the vice lords is in jail. Because on the west side, the vice lords were feeding people, setting up housing. They locked them boys up. them some of the same boys that was helping Dr. Martin Luther King in Lundale. They in jail right now. Okay? When Dr. King came to town, Mayor Daley said, I don't want no police to guard him. So the police backed up. But the community stood up. Let me tell that story. The West Side Organization, Chester Robinson and Thurston and them stepped up. And the Vice Lord stepped up. And the Gangster Disciples stepped up. Jeff Ford stepped up. I'm going to go a step further because y'all might not understand where this thing go. Pepper Lowe of the Vice Lords, he stepped up. And David Boxdale was running the Disciples then. He stepped up. And Eugene Harrison, Bull Harrison, was running the Blackstone Rangers then. He stepped up. And after that, you got Jeff Ford stepped up. You got Larry Hoover stepped up. And you got other people stepped up to guard Martin Luther King Jr. here in Chicago because they didn't want him to leave Chicago. Couldn't kill him in Chicago. They killed him in Memphis because he had a black vanguard in Chicago, and they wouldn't let nobody get around him. They was around him 24/7. And, baby, they was on. They had guns. And the police ain't coming to get no gun. They was there 24/7 at Dr. King headquarters on the west side. The young men that did that. Now, we marched for open housing him. It is July the 4th, people shooting firecrackers and talking about we free. We still is not free because we need a divine healing. And Jared, that divine healing come from God, not from man. It come from us letting God touch it. I'm praying for you and you. We're going into tomorrow, the 4th of July. They're shooting firecrackers. They're doing everything. But they're not seeking God. Thank you. Freedom gave birth pain. Our ancestors died. Your mama, your grandma, my great-grandma, they died for us to be where we at now. And some of us got degrees and we still trying to get in the belly of the white man and trying, they ain't trying to do for self. A good example, here's Bill Cosby. He wasn't the best, but with his money, he gave to every black college. And if this man gave money to help to motivate black colleges, that's black education. But when he got in trouble, they turned their back on him. Now, what did that say? That said we're not together. He gave him money. They gave him a doctor degree. Dr. Bill Cosby. Time the Me Too movement, some bunch of white women, some bulldoggers, lesbians, all that other world, Me Too movement. Oh, Me Too. Everybody come out and said Me Too. The damn black woman stand up and say, wait a minute. You tell me everybody he had was white. He didn't mess with no black women at all. But all the white women came from California, came from all over. They was paid in hotels. They were paid. See? And the judge went along with all that. And he went to prison. God, y'all better hear me, divine intervention, Jubilee came and let him out. God, not man. Man had to do what God dictated him to do. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Psalms 37, to fret not thyself with evildoers, they'll soon be cut down. If you got a need tonight, you plant a seed in our ministry. And as you write us at Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, some of you ain't got time to see what's going on in your neighborhood. Now, why so many young boys got guns? They don't make no guns. Tell me a black gun factory. Ain't nobody in Washington said, shut down the gun factory. Gun is big business. They sell guns all over the world. They dropped guns in Detroit, Chicago. Over in Indianapolis, they found a whole truckload of guns just open. Don't nobody know how the truck got there. Young boys stealing guns. Here in Chicago, they broke in a boxcar and stole machine guns. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. They want the guns to be in the black community, or the black community where they can destroy each other. And it's happening. Black Panthers up in Oakland, California. Young boy, 16, 17, said, pig. They put them in jail for life. Here's Trump and his crowd. Go to the White House, kill somebody. Ain't nobody been to jail yet. Ain't nobody got no serious time. Okay? That's the kind of stuff we're talking about that's going on here in America. Let me tell you. No justice, no peace. We got to have justice. Justice comes with divine healing tonight. So you got to have, you got to be healed. Not just from the cataract. You got to be healed. Your mind got to be healed. Women don't want men. Women want women now. Men don't want women. Men want men. That's a healing got to take place, because of the demonic spirit. That's the spirit of witchcraft. That's the spirit of a warlock and a witch. They're doing that which is unseemly. It's in the Bible. Romans 1 and 26. You read it. And it says the death of them is death. Now, y'all believe what I'm saying? You can't make wrong right, right wrong. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I want to tell you that tonight. This is Bishop Turner, Divine Healing Tonight. You know, my new name, Jerry, is Bishop X, God Bishop. You know, I want to let you know, tonight is a night for you to receive what God got for you in divine healing tonight. God is my everything. I want you to go out and buy a record by R. Kelly. I wish I can fly. You know, they boycotted him, shut him down. And they got all the record companies and all the, come on, you don't hear him playing on the radio. They don't play it on VON. They don't play it on GCI. They play all that bump stuff, the stuff, shoot the bitch in the head and all that crazy stuff. All that evil. The kill. Okay? That's the kind of stuff that they send it out. I'm just keeping it real, you know. And I want you to know that not, say, somebody say, a Black Lives Matter, Black Power Matter. Okay? Black Power Matter. Black Lives was started by white folks, but ain't nobody dealt with Black Power. Black Power means you got the destiny to build your bank. You have the destiny to build your town, to set up your neighborhood. And until we get into Black Power, we're going to keep having killings. And we're going to keep having people downtown to try to stop the killing. The people downtown can't stop the killing because they ain't down. They ain't out here. They're downtown trying to dictate what's going on in the hood. You can't dictate what's going on in the hood if you ain't in the hood. Somebody break somebody's car, steal a car, stand on the corner. And the police don't come. And then when vengeance comes, oh, there's lots of shooting going on. Every one of them is shooting going on. Somebody been did something to somebody. And the police didn't take care of it. All this killing, police ain't nobody been put in jail yet. Okay? Now, just go to show you. Look, if there had been blacks in Washington, they all would have been dead. Every one of them would have been in jail now, doing time. I'm talking about tonight. I'm just talking about that. I just want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. This is Divine Healing 101. This is divine healing. Some of you didn't stop. God still loves you. Some of you didn't stop. You feel that you can make the little stimulus money that they gave you. That ain't nothing but to keep you busy, to keep you not serving God and serving each other. I ain't seen so many new cars, and they buying these cars, and they ain't doing nothing. They ain't nobody talking about building no house, buying no house. They're doing everything else what they're supposed to do. Don't forget, pray for R. Kelly. Pray for Larry Hoover. Pray for Jeff Walker. Pray for anybody you know in jail indiscriminate. Pray for them. And prayer changes things. And we're going to pray and keep praying if a divine healing take place. When divine healing take place, God going to step in and make things work. You know, it's like this. We done come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. Amen. I just want to say that tonight. I'm praying for you, you. I'm praying for you, Mary Hawkins, you're not on now. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim in Detroit. Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you down in Dallas, Texas. Betty, I'm praying for you in Dallas, Texas also. Mother Peyton, I'm praying for you and your husband. And I want you to know, God is still in control. Now you said, Bishop, what scripture I need to read? You need to read Psalm 37, Psalm 35, Psalm 109. And you need to read it and understand God carry you to another level. God is about to give you what you need. And you got to claim what you want God to give to you and what you want God to open up for you. And God will open up a door for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want God to do it for you. And as God open up that door, you help somebody else. One, no one, help one. That's what we got to do. And once we do that, God is my everything. Get ready. Get ready for God to touch you. Get ready to know God will open up a door for you. I'm praying for you, the young lady that called me, said she wanted prayer. And she said she's been going through. God is my everything. Let's have church now. Let's be in divine will. Yeah. My everything. Yeah. That's all I got. Get ready to tell somebody he's your everything. Whatever you're going through tonight, because God going to see you through the storm. But you got to give over to him and say, Bishop, God is my everything. And when you say he's your everything, things going to work out for you, and things going to work for you. I want to say to you tonight, divine healing, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Let me say that again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm praying tonight for you that say, I'm to a level, Bishop. I don't know what to do. Wife acting funny, husband acting funny, but prayer changed things. Prayer deliver you to the next level, man. With all that's going on, God is in control. Let me say it again. God is in control. Maybe your son, your brother, your child ain't doing right, but prayer. We ought to see the Abraham blessed and highly favored. And God put Abram in the deep sleep, changed his name from Abram to Abraham, and seeded the knowledge to him. I wish I had somebody tonight. You know, everybody getting ready, barbecuing and all that. That's good. But you know what it's all about. Know where you come from. Know that you getting ready to go to the next level in your life. You're getting ready to be blessed. I'm praying for somebody tonight, lost loved ones. I'm praying for somebody tonight, they're all confused. They don't know which way is up. And I'm praying that you're able to touch them in a special way. And you're able to do something special for them. Yes, I'm getting ready. I'm praying for many people that's in jail, indiscriminate. The mother called me from Oakland to tell me her two sons been in jail for life. And the judge died. The prosecutor attorney died. They all was liars. And even the police that wrote it up, he did. The young man that was in Stateville for 40 years. They lied and said he killed two policemen. Come to find out, the man lied. They tortured him, made him tell that lie. So I want to tell you tonight, God is doing something. Psalm 61, somebody need to read that tonight. Yes, write it down. Psalm 61. Need to read about 9 verses of that. It got something in it for you, something that God will open up that door for you, and God will do something special for you. Somebody asked the question, Bishop, where we go from here? We keep on shouting, we keep on praying, and the truth will come out. They lied. See, Grandma always said, lie don't last. You tell one lie, you got to tell another lie on top of the lie. But the naked lie, the truth will come out and will kill a naked lie every time. The truth will come out. I'm praying tonight for those that called me. I've been very busy today, very busy praying for people. And I want you to pray with me. Hurricane, another hurricane. Well, I said 7 hurricanes was coming. And I said it was coming, but as I pray tonight, this is divine healing night. You might need to be healed and don't know it. I prayed a young lady, and Lisa, the doctor said she had breast cancer, and she was just crying. I said, do you want that breast cancer moved? I got to go get chemo, and they're going to give me radiation. I said, do you want it moved? I didn't ask you what you had to go get. She looked at me like she was starnated. God can heal you right now without chemo, without relation. See, we got to have some people got faith in God and trust in God. What's wrong with us? We don't trust in God. We trust in man. And we trust in man and what man can do. It ain't what man can do. It's what God can do. If you got the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say yonder mountain to be moved. I want you to have a grain of faith for God to bless you. The lady told me, said, Bishop, ever since I seeded that money, she said, I seeded, my business is going pretty good. I'm wondering what happened. I said, didn't you see? Yes, I seeded. I see it's in the ground. I see it's in the Bible. It is. That's right. Until you tell me that what you seeded God for. See, if you plant watermelon going to come up. If you plant corn going to come up. If you plant beans going to come up. I believe in sowing and reaping. It's time for you to sow your seed, and it's time for you to receive a harvest. Some people reap harvest, they get a harvest in your healing. Cataract, tumor, cancer, you get a healing. But you got to walk in faith. You can't listen to what nobody else said, because they might not be living right, ain't trying to get right, trying to fool the people. You can fool the people sometimes, but you can't fool all day. You can't fool God no time. Hello. You can't fool God no time with your lying demon self. Glory. Hallelujah. Let me leave that alone. Tonight is divine healing. I want to thank Brother Powell. I was meditating with Brother Powell, and I said, I need a sack. You know, a sack blowed up to me. I was telling his wife, I made some special lights for him with his picture on them, special lights. You know, I think, Jerry, I made one for you. I think I made one for you, Jerry, for your mother. I made a special light. And I was looking for a bag to carry to his wife, and I didn't see no bag. One just blowed up. I said, thank you, Brother Powell, and laughed. Sometimes the spirit realm will give you what you want. Sometimes the spirit realm will open up a door for you. Now, the reason R. Kelly wasn't no educated man, but he was gifted by God. And a lot of people educated, and they educated fools. They got master degrees and done, and they still done. Because they think them degrees gonna get them nowhere. Only way you help people, and you're able to give a word of knowledge, and you're able to do a healing, you can help people. You know, I said the ministers, the imam, the rabbis, they got to help people. We found out that it's more rape going on within the Catholic Church than anywhere, and they try to cover it up. You can't cover up dirt, because the truth gonna come out sooner or later. You can't hide from God. It's not good to fool Mother Nature. And some of you to trick Mother Nature, that brings you full of cancer. That's why your mind all crossed up. Some of you in the crazy house, and you're already crazy, because you didn't accept the devil. You didn't accept the witchcraft. You didn't accept the warlock and the witches. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to do one thing for me. Go to the record shop and say, I want R. Kelly record. And ask for his record. They have blackballed him. You know, they blackballed him. See, that means people in high places can shut you down. But if you trust in God, they can't shut you down. Okay? Those Bill Cosby were shut down. They blocked him up because a bunch of women, white women, some of them homosexual, some of them gay, some of them all of that, said me too. They was paid to go to that town to say me too. And they testified the lie. Okay? See what I'm saying? What I'm saying, you got to trust tonight in God with all your mind, all your soul. I'm going to play R. Kelly one more time. And I want you to get the record and listen to it. It's got some truth in it. Get ready. God is able to do anything but fail. Praise God. Thank you.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can trust God. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can trust in God. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see.
God bless you. That R. Kelly is not a man of great intelligence or been to college or got a degree. He was writing out of the spirit of the ancestors. And if you listen to that song, it touched you because it's talking about me and you. It's talking about our ancestors. It's going to show you how people work. I want to put this on right now.
I want black to have a structure. Every black college in America turned their back on Bill Cosby. They took his money, they took the doctorate degree from them, and they turned their back. Ain't man one of them tried to have a fundraiser or try to do anything to help him. They went along with what the white man said. So the black colleges is not really black. Whatever the white folks said, they go along with it. Ain't nobody said he was innocent. No black guy. He gave money to all the black colleges in America. I mean, he gave thousands of dollars. And ain't none of them went to come to his aid. You know, and Me Too got together. They paid people to come in. They bust people in. The prosecutor lied. That's why this happened. Now, when you talk about Larry Hoover and Jeff Ford, all of them they got life in prison because they've been lied to. The judge is dead. The prosecutor attorney is dead, and the police that told the lie, he dead. So we got to pray to get the boys out of Houston. We got to pray the boys, look, the Black Panthers in jail in Oakland for life. We got to pray. Some of the Bloods and Crips in jail for life because they're set up. We going to pray and call for Jubilee. Freedom, freedom got to be the key. And we're going to do that. And this is just to let people know God is still God. And God is the real God. Now, your situation, I'm gonna tell you, God gonna do something special. I'm gonna pray again. When I pray, God open up doors. When I pray that people to be healed. I pray tonight, today, wherever you might be, break the yoke of the devil. Is busy. Devil, loose your hope. Every demonic spirit, loose right now. In the mighty name of the Almighty God, loose your hope. God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe. Every God we call back right now. Oh,
that was an anointed service we had, and Bright Star was down, and I just wanted to play a little bit because what I'm saying is real. Floods back to back, storm back to back, heat in one and flood somewhere else, and they say it's global warming. It's God trying to get your attention. Woman, God trying to get your man, God trying to get your attention. And only going to get your attention, you wake up. It's not good to fool Mother Nature. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Yet though I walk through the valley shadow of death, I feel no evil. Because you're walking with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. This is divine healing tonight, Saturday night. Everybody partying, you know, everybody eating, getting the stomach full. But wonder how many prayed and said, Lord, somebody ain't got nowhere to stay. Somebody just lost a loved one because of evil. I am. God is able to wake you up. I want to tell you tonight, God, the Spirit brought me Psalms 28. I don't know what it said. And Psalms 61. Put that down. Psalms 28 and Psalms 61. God's trying to get through to somebody. He's trying to let them know it's going to be all right. You know, the lady run off and left her babies. She out in the corner. She left her babies at home by themselves. But the guardian angel is watching over them babies. People are sick for the witchcraft. People are sick for the demonic spirits. They got so much greed in their heart. They done stomped out love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish tonight, but have everlasting life. Ashe. Allah Rabba, which means God the Great. And I want to let you know, God is moving all over the world. And he's trying to let you know, there's nowhere on this world, in this whole world, that God ain't touched. It's time for you to rethink what you're doing and make yourself accountable to the Almighty God. The birth 2021 is the birth of freedom. 2022 is the birth of reality. Mother Nature are being healed. Mother Nature are being healed. The earth is being healed, a rebirth. All that went on the face of the earth. God is trying to speak to you tonight, trying to tell you all is well, trying to tell you the yoke is going to be broke. I'm praying for you, Sister Sue, that called me from Dallas, Texas. I'm praying for you. And Sister Lisa, I'm praying for you and praying for you, Joe. And I want to let you know, sometimes you got to let go and let God handle that. Brother Dwight, I know, Jerry, you're wrestling with that, but give it to prayer. And God will make things all right. Kim, if you just pray, God will put you in a good place because more doors are going to open up for you. And your husband, I want you to get ready for God to bless you, Sam. Happy birthday to you, Amilta, out in Las Vegas. And Brother Sam, happy birthday to y'all. I forgot to wish you happy birthday. And anybody else having a birthday. It's about the birth of a new life. It's about the birth of God doing something special in your life. It's about God taking you to another level. I want to get a little 23 number songs in. Maybe that might touch somebody tonight. The Lord is my shepherd. Put down the 23 number song. It's not about no funeral. It's about the 23rd number, about resurrecting. That you know that you got God on your side.
Yeah. I shall not walk. It's about a personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yeah.
He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul.
Yeah,
though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and His goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Well, amen.
The Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so.
Amen.
Pray with me.
Well,
if David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne, Israel's first citizen, with a scepter of authority in his hand, with courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past and begins to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies? No, sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah to the throne of Israel. Here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath outside in the town of Shukah at the Valley of Elah, with the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain and the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other. And this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains exclaiming in loud tones of profanity or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head. Saul's own sword in his hand. Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing, he took them back and requested only his strength and God. You know the victory that he brought to Israel. And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song. Since Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000. You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul. And how Saul sought to kill him. And how he had to run and hide. And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south, and another company closing in from the north, and another one from the east, and another one from the west. And there was no escape for David. And God whispered to a spider and told David to run in a cave and told that spider to get busy and web up that cave. And when the soldiers got there, God is my shepherd.
That I shall not want. Good God Almighty. Something about that scripture.
And I have feasted to my satisfaction. He let me then lay down in a plenty. Green pasture. To green pasture. That's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, no, this thing is nothing piteous.
No.
I'm a child of the King. And my Father says, the world is mine. And the fullness thereof belongs to me. Gold and silver are mine. And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand. Just for charity. Nothing pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Yes, he does.
All right, huh?
And he leads me beside the still water. The still water. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, would leave very often without sufficient drink. Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool. And the water in the pool was called still water. Though the waves were dashing out here, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water, the water in the pool was still and placid. I think that's what God does for us who have faith in him. Sometimes life's billowy sea, it's too restless for our timid souls to drink. But God has a way of opening up a private pool and letting our souls drink to the soul's satisfaction. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Yes, he does. He opens up a private pool for my soul. And not only that, he restores my soul. Soul is pretty hard to define. Nobody can really say what soul is. I think as close as we can come is to say it's a little part of God. And then soul has been defined as being one's ability to sympathize. One's ability to be considerate. One's ability to be considerate and compassionate. One's ability to be unselfish. Isn't it so? So that if you've lost your ability to sympathize with others, if you are only interested in your own welfare, if you are inconsiderate of everybody but yourself, you have lost your soul. And David seemed to have found himself in that condition on one occasion. And then he went to God. And he created in him a clean heart. And renewed a right spirit within. And then restored his soul. I wish you knew what I was talking about tonight. Restored his soul. Here's his soul. No wonder then he said, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. He leadeth me. It is said that Dr. Ku, the great Chinese Christian, one day was standing out on a hill overlooking a little city in China where he was born. It is said that the Japanese planes, when China was at war, flew over and bombed the home of his birth. Bombed the bank where he had his last dime. Bombed the school of his at the same passage, the 23rd Psalm. And when everything was gone, he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me. But you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way. The way of truth is a narrow way. The way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way. Certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way. And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God. But the reason why I do not lose my way always, the Lord lead me. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me by the still water. He restores my soul. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh Lord, he leads me in paths of righteousness. Oh Lord, he's holding my hand. Otherwise I'd go astray.